Right, let's do it then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations that we've recorded. All I need to know is what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, who's winning? You could really cheat on this, you know. It's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm winning 2-1, aren't I?
Okay.
I wouldn't cheat, though.
Right, okay, play along if you're on the way to work this morning. Three situations for you on Oh, What's Occurring? Tell us what happened next. Here's your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know in films, you know when the bloke normally goes down on one knee and proposes in a busy restaurant?
Yeah.
And the girl says, yes, I will. And the whole place in films spontaneously stands and applauds. Woo, yeah! And usually at that point some big music kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Will you marry me? Woo, yeah! Etc, yeah?
Yes, I know, okay. Yeah.
I wanted to know, does this happen in real life?
Okay.
So, I took Sarah, who works at Radio 1, out to two busy restaurant and coffee shops, right, yesterday, at lunchtime, and I went down on one knee.
Right.
And I asked Sarah to marry me. But how long do you think would the other people there clap and cheer for in seconds after she inevitably says, yes, I will, Scott?
Inevitably.
I think she might have been scripted.
Yeah? What do you think? How many in seconds?
How many seconds?
How long will they clap and cheer for in seconds? Is it Becky working out in her head?
I'm just thinking what I'd do. 4 before you got a bit bored.
4 seconds?
Four. Yeah.
All right. Chappers?
No, I'm going to go for 10.
10 seconds of clapping and cheering after I do my marriage proposal.
Oh, hang on, maybe that's a bit much.
But some people... No, I think that's right, because some people will start when they see their others. So overall, not that I'm changing my
mind. Thanks for justifying my answer there. 10.
Becky says 4 seconds. Chappers says 10. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me publicly proposing marriage to Sarah, who works upstairs at Radio 1. For how long will the people clap and cheer for with our happy news?
Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know how to say it. I'm just wondering. Would you marry me?
Yes, I'll marry you.
Will you marry me?
Yeah, I will.
Honestly?
Yeah, I will.
You'll marry me?
I'll marry you, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Someone vaguely went, oh, congratulations.
All I could hear were a couple of farts. That seemed to be the only reaction.
Were you doing
either
that? Were you
was
nervous?
That you?
I think you.
Oh, I don't know how to say it. I'm just wondering. Would you marry me?
No, I wasn't.
It was Sarah?
It was Sarah, yeah.
Oh, dear.
She did it. She was so nervous at me asking her to marry her.
It would be quite a shock.
Properly blew off.
Oh, God.
No, that was someone moving a chair.
Oh, right.
Okay. We didn't realise that was happening at the time, but it does sound like we're doing that.
Oh, I don't know how to say it. I'm just wondering. Would you marry me?
So no one clapped.
Right.
It's not like in the films, is it? So I tried again.
Okay.
Somewhere else.
Sarah.
Yeah.
You know, like we've been seeing each other a few weeks now.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know if you marry me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, I marry you.
You will.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's marry amazing.
You. Oh.
Thank you so much. Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm getting married.
Absolutely nothing. I was down on one knee in the middle of a busy restaurant. Nothing.
It's when you shout at the top of your voice, "I'm getting married," it did sound like somebody then dropped their cutlery in shock. That was the only noise on that one.
I quite like the fact that in that you went, Sarah, you know we've been seeing each other for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I quite like will you marry me?
Yeah, it's a whirlwind.
It's a whirlwind romance, isn't it?
She just swept me off my feet.
Somebody's texting saying, that's London for you. That's probably right.
And yeah, no one cares, do they, in that London?
Right, so nobody?
No one even cared. It's not like the films. It's not like The Wedding Singer, is it? So, right, so, yeah, Becky wins, doesn't she, really? Or does she? No. What, because no one...
No one.
Well, she was nearer to zero.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So neither of us win, because nobody clapped. Is that right?
So no points.
Right.
So.
Maybe tomorrow you, Sarah, could recreate When Harry Met Sally.
Oh! What's occurring?
Sarah's shaking her head through the glass.
I think people might clap at that.
I'm not sure she'd be happy with that. Okay, no points for anyone. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You know Matt Damon?
Yes.
In the film Team America, his puppet doesn't say anything else, only Matt Damon. But here's my question to you. How many times in the whole film Team America does Matt Damon say Matt Damon?
Oh.
Chappers.
Five.
Five times. Becky.
I've never seen it. 10?
You think 10 times? Okay. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Matt Damon in Team America.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Matt Damon! Matt Damon! Matt Damon!
Five!
Yeah!
Chappers! Exactly right. Five times Matt Damon says, Matt Damon, you need to watch more Team America, love.
That's the, yeah. I can't believe Chappers is beating me on the films after I worked with Edith for so long.
Uh-huh. Oh! What's occurring?
I'll be on the DVD clinic before you know it.
Five times? I didn't seem to damage Matt Damon's career as much as Craig David did it.
Was Craig David in Team America?
No. Talking about Bo Selector.
Oh.
So the score is Chappers 1, Becky Big Fat 0. Last one. You know Christopher Biggins?
Again, not personally, but I'm aware of him, yeah.
Off the jungle.
Yes.
Nicest man in showbiz, he is. And lots, as you can imagine, lots of showbiz lovey friends, darling. So we got Biggins to call one of his top celebrity mates. Have a guess who that might be.
Cilla.
Guess again.
Brucey.
No, he called Leslie Joseph, a.k.a. Dorian, off Birds of a Feather. They're very close.
Right.
But how many Britney Spears song titles could he squeeze into his conversation with Leslie / Dorian? Becky?
Six.
Saying six. Chappers?
You got Christopher Biggins to phone Dorian from Birds of a Feather and quote Britney Spears song titles.
They're mates.
What did you say?
Six.
Ten.
Saying ten again. Okay, right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Biggins calling Leslie Joseph.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
And trying to subtly get Britney titles into his conversation.
Hello.
Leslie, how are you?
I'm all right, darling. How are you?
Very good indeed, thanks. Very good. Oh, my goodness. I'm not a girl, not yet. A woman.
What are you talking about?
Well, how was your week? All right?
Yes.
Good.
You're sounding very weird, Christopher.
Am I? Why? You drive me crazy, Leslie.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're being devious.
I'm not!
You are. What are you doing?
I'm a slave for you, darling.
What are you doing?
Don't keep asking me what
I'm doing. Because you're being devious.
I'm not being devious.
You are. This is not you.
Give me more.
No, this is pathetic, Christopher. You're a grown man. Behave yourself. You phoned me as part of a game show, and what you do, you've got to say I'm a slave. You've got to get as many words in as titles of songs as possible.
Oh, you are. You are so funny. You always break the ice.
Yeah, you carry on. Just throw anything at me, Christopher. Throw it all at me. Anything else you've got to say.
Oops, I did it again.
Did you do it again? Did you? Where did you do it again? How can you answer that?
I'm overprotected. I love rock and roll.
Do you know what?
What, darling?
I am worried for your sanity now.
Oh, give me more. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
You might. I might not take your call.
Love you.
Sayonara.
Sayonara, darling.
That's worse than Becky finishing every conversation with ciao.
I don't think Dorian noticed at all that there were any song titles
in
there.
Do you think he maybe gave it away with the very first one? He started the conversation
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
Amazing. Love Biggins.
Oh. What's the kid?
If you went for a drink with those two, you'd end up with a headache.
I think it'd be funny, though.
They've got their own radio show.
Have they? God.
Can't wait to hear that.
Right, so that was 8 Britney Spears titles with Dorian off Birds of a Feather, which means that...
Can't wait to hear you work this one out, because I guessed 6 and you guessed 10.
Which means that...
Go!
Chappers wins.
Whoa! Yay! No! Why? Why? We're both equally as...
All right, 1 each.
Right.
So that means that...
Chappers
still wins. So that was Oh What's Occurring. I love Biggins. Tune in tomorrow. Let us know how you did on 81199.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.